Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. Get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering you 15% off their products, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back, baby. After a week? 2 weeks? Week.
It's been 2 weeks. Last week we had a family reunion.
Yeah, but didn't we do a show just late in the week last week?
No, I think we didn't. We're feeling behind.
It was kind of a crazy week
with people in town, and we had to pack up and go up to a family reunion.
Well, let's talk about that.
Our kids showed up, which was super fun.
Let's talk about that while I pretend there isn't bird poo right where my hand is.
Well, you gotta look where you're going, buddy.
We decided to record outside. It's currently 94 degrees, 5 maybe.
It's supposed to hit the triple digits today again.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be 105, 104 today.
Well, no, today's only supposed to reach 95.
Oh.
And then tomorrow is 102.
Tomorrow's over 100, okay.
Thursday's 100, and it just kind of keeps...
We'll be cooking all of our meals on the sidewalk. Pretty excited about it. But anyway, let's talk about that family trip for a second.
Okay.
So we went to a family reunion on my side, which tries to have itself happen once a year. Probably won't do that forever, but...
No, I mean...
People's families are getting too big.
It's like a lot of people, though. We said we skipped a year with COVID, of course. And we probably won't be able to do it consistently every year. Everyone's families are getting bigger, and their kids are having kids, and it's harder to do.
It's a little much.
But this year, everyone came in town from Minnesota and Arizona, and... it was super fun.
Yeah, Wendy's still here. Her family will be here for another few days. She's going to have stop by her tomorrow, hang out a bit.
She'll be on the show.
Yeah, she'll be on TMS tomorrow. So that'll be nice. And we'll just
I'll
do her Thursday thing on Wednesday.
Take her kids swimming or something.
Yeah. Are they going to go to the pool?
Community pool,
the community pool.
Yep.
We haven't been there since COVID-19.
We haven't been there since summer of 2019.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. We should do that. We should go back now because A, we're vaccinated. B, they find that the waterborne version of it is, or it's not a problem in water as much, especially chlorinated water. But also C, I'm hot. I'm really hot. And
the pool we go to has a kid pool and a regular pool, so all the kids are spitting and whatever.
Yeah, they're peeing, spitting, and shitting over in the little pool. Over here, we don't do that so much because we're adults, at least those who, you know, look for guys with funny faces sitting in there, and then you know what's going on. But we pay for our HOA, which includes the amenities and the pools, and so we should use them. So we're gonna.
It's
so take
been hard
that.
To up to this point. It's been nerve wracking to even think about it last year. So this year,
just slower to get into it.
Ready to start getting there.
What we need is there's that Delta variant. Now we need a Gamma variant that travels through water and goes up
okay,
your bum.
Okay, come on now.
Well, you know,
we don't need this.
I don't want that.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you think not talking about it will make it go away?
Yeah.
That's something your mom does.
I'm hoping so.
Your mom does that. If your mom
you're
pretends just hard enough, stuff goes away.
You're going to get in trouble, mister.
Anyway, so check this out. So we did that, and I wanted to mention the burgers there. What's that place called? It's built into the Westgate Resort.
Drafts Burger Bar.
Yeah, so if you're ever in Park City and you're anywhere near the
Resort.
Yeah, and if you're up near the Westgate Resort, they have this thing built into the hotel, but it's also kind of separate. Not hotel, whatever it is. I guess it's a hotel.
It's hotel. Called Drafts Burger Bar.
Yeah, and they make
and it's really good.
Amazing burgers. But my favorite part about it, and it's not the cheapest burger on the planet. You'll spend as minimum $16. Maximum 20 something for some of them.
It's pretty good though.
Is it?
In a resort, yes.
Yeah, resorts are dumb. They're overpriced. But the thing I like about it is every time we go there, and we've been there before, is the whole place is run and staffed, and all the employees are from an exchange program with college students around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So they're young, early 20s people from, we've seen people from the Ukraine, or not you from not the Ukraine, from Ukraine. Ukrainians get really mad at me when
I
do that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, there's all no right. The Ukraine, it's Ukraine.
It's Ukraine.
Russian students, students from Argentina was with the girl we had this last time. She was awesome. Holy crap, she was great. But just really fun international kind of vibe to it. And the burgers are great. So I'm going to recommend you go there if you're around.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. If you're in Park City, Squatters is a good place to go. That won't break the bank entirely. If you go down Main Street where all the hoities and the toities live, you will pay through your butt for everything. But that's what that is now. It's a tourist trap.
Kind of how every tourist trap feels, though.
This one in particular, though, because...
You think? I don't know.
In the 80s, when I was a kid, it wasn't that bad. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to compare it to
LA. It was quite the tourist location that it is now. Now it is celebrities and stars and...
We got our Sundance Film Festival every year. That draws all kinds of people out here. Hollywood rich fancy types like to build houses out here and move here or have summer homes or winter homes here.
Beautiful state.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Beautiful city.
So why wouldn't you? So as you do, the prices go up. I'm sure COVID didn't help. But when you spend and you buy a 10-inch pizza and two house salads for almost $60, what is going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
$100 for three people eating, like it's too much.
We did that once.
Yeah, that's true.
That was that.
Anyway, it was really good. And
it was a really fun thing, though. We went to a park. The kids got to go to the pool. It was just really fun hanging out. We had everybody over, like 35 people in our pretty small hotel room to have breakfast because Carter made her rice bowls for everyone.
Oh, yeah, we had the rice bowls. We've talked on this show before about a bunch.
Yeah,
we had them in mass.
Really fun, and all the kids and grandkids and great-grandkids were there. So it was really fun. Van had some friends to play with. And
even my... very picky about food Japanese niece-in-law.
Oh, she loved it. It's rice
she loved
bowls.
It.
She loved it.
Yeah, she loved it. Well, what are you saying about the Japanese? They can only eat rice?
They like their rice bowls.
Oh, it's almost racist.
Almost. Really?
I'm just kidding. But yeah, like people who are usually picky about that kind of thing, we're not picky. They ate it. And they liked it.
They liked it.
Yeah.
Everybody likes the pickled vegetables on there.
Yeah, it was good.
It's really
except
good.
Something kind of weird happened this time. So we, when the original plans were being bandied about what we were going to do, this has been like when my mom was getting her surgeries and when we talked about it. Kim locked it in. Everybody said, oh, yeah, the 1st through the 4th. Cool. We're good. So we locked it in. And everybody else showed up the 2nd and stayed till the 5th yesterday.
It's
we
fine.
Had to keep our original
they
thing.
They had to change their time around because of work schedules.
It's still annoying.
So you took off Thursday, Friday, but a lot of people got off the 5th because it was a bank holiday. So it's fine.
No, I get it, but that's...
It was actually a lot of fun because we got to hang out with our kids for an extra day and a half, and that was really fun.
Yeah, but we could have done the Monday thing and then I had to leave early. Do you feel bad about that a little bit?
Not really, because you had to work still yesterday.
Yeah.
You had a show in
I
the
have
morning.
To work no matter what.
Right. So you had to do
But I could have done, worked Thursday and just shift it one day. I'm just saying, like, had we known, we would have done it different, maybe. Because it was weird leaving and knowing everybody was going to still be there for another day.
I think you're being worried about, you're being paranoid about nothing, mister.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, then I won't talk about that. How about this? So we got these dogs, right? We got three dogs. And we had them stay at a...
It was a Rover.com.
Rover.com. That's yeah. I can never remember the name
Rover.
Of the service.
Rover.com. We found someone on there that really is good with the dogs and yeah. loves dogs.
This dude obviously. And his husband, and they have like, I don't know, how many dogs in the
well,
place?
Well, I don't know how many of them are theirs, but on average, 12 to 15 dogs
12 to 15
running
dogs,
around yeah. With our dogs. So it was a lot, they had a lot of fun, but man, they came back tired.
Oh, they were so tired. Like, they're still kind of not quite back at
they're
it.
They're a little lethargic.
They're a little lethargic and weird and maybe a little gun shy.
It's also 4 days with someone else. We've never done more than a day at a time with other people, unless they were family and they knew them.
Do you think the dogs were at the point where they're like, oh, this is my new life?
Maybe. Maybe that's why they're just, ugh, they're done.
I would think that a whole new set of people and experiences and everyday sort of routine as changes like that, you would feel as
for that amount
small
of time,
as their
maybe.
Brains are.
Yeah, for that amount of time, for 4 days, they probably were like, this is it.
Yeah.
Our people have left us.
But it's, oh, I thought that was a bug. But it's good to have them back, and one of them's laying here licking the ground for some reason. Just licking the cement.
Well, they're finding all kinds of weird bugs and stuff on the ground.
Great. I happen to know there was urine there the other day, so. Salty. Anyway. So, yeah, we got them back, but my point of that was, I was going to make a point about the dogs.
We really like Rover.
Oh, yeah, Rover worked out good. What was it, though, I was going to say? I don't remember. Crap.
Well, anyway.
Crap.
Dogs are happy.
Oh, I know what it was.
What?
I'd like to ask the universe how much they would pay to have their dogs' teeth cleaned. Because we were quoted about $1,000, maybe more, maybe less.
It was between $900 and $1,200.
$900 and $1,200
to get
was the estimate. You know it'll be more than nine. There's not, that's
well,
just,
she's so small.
Yeah, but that's just the
so
low
Rainer
end, they
some,
say. I guarantee
some you. Build up on her teeth. And she's not a dog that ever wants a toothbrush in her mouth.
No, she'll bite
and
you.
So we decided to get it looked at to see what it would be to have her teeth cleaned. They'd have to sedate her, and which means, you know.
That's the big expense. Local anesthetic, or general
anesthetic.
That
wasn't even the cleaning, I think, was more expensive. It was
really?
Crazy. Yeah.
This should be $200.
Well, do you want to clean
that seems
some other
reasonable.
Dogs? I mean, I don't know.
If you got the ability to put them out.
Even up to $500, I can understand. But I was like, oh, teeny tiny Rainer's face.
I wouldn't even do five.
Well, I can see where it would be that much.
I had somebody on Twitter
so
today say
to
that's way overpriced and that we should shop
cleaned.
Around.
Okay. Well, we're going to. We have to now.
Right. But we can find out in other places and say, hey, what do you guys charge for this, generally speaking?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you. And if we can find a better deal in town, we'll do that. She needs it. It's not like she's rotting or having her teeth fall out or anything.
No.
But I can tell that if we don't do
but
it now.
But if we don't, we will end up with those problems
yeah.
for her.
So what do they call it? Descaling?
Yes.
It's basically just getting rid of all that plaque buildup.
Yeah. She's got some pretty good plaque buildup.
Yeah. And she won't let you near her with any kind of toothbrush and or anything on it. Like, not even.
No.
Without sedation.
Although Ripley, the big dog, the biggest dog we have, Carter's in there just brushing her teeth a couple times a week, no problem.
It's because she's used to it now.
She doesn't mind.
I think we should do this with Rainer.
I think Rainer's the type of dog. She's so anxious anyway that she just gets real, like, don't get in my mouth. No.
Can we get, like, a human tranquilizer and put her out?
I don't think I would dare try that.
Or just calm her down. You know what I mean? I'll do that.
We might be able to do something
like sorry,
that.
Boom.
I think
sorry,
she
sorry.
Might lose her mind.
Sorry, you can
that.
Lay down. Oh, crap.
Hi,
I kicked her
Boomer.
And she moved.
Hi,
now
Boomer.
I have guilt feelings.
She's always getting out of the way. She's so funny.
That's what she does.
Anyway.
So we're going to, if I spend more than three, I'll be. That's the, that no way.
That's your limit? Wow.
My limit is three.
I don't know if you're going to get it done. You may have to.
We're going to find somebody. Remember Minority Report and Tom Cruise had to get a pair of eyes for cheap? He figured out a way. He got it done.
We'll see. See what we can find.
I want to tell you guys at home real quick about my favorite thing to take with me wherever I go. They're in my pocket right now. Ooh, I can feel them. Right up against my thigh. not my testicles. My Raycons. I love them. If it's work or if it's play or if it's a trip to Park City for a family reunion, whatever it is, you're all on the move again. It's the summertime, baby. It's hot. You got to get out there. You got to get moving. Kim and I walking around the lakes all the time.
All the time.
Although we talk a lot, so we don't have so much time for earbuds. But, excuse me. If you're out there on your own, that's why we've teamed up with these guys. Raycon is awesome. We recommend their earbuds. Get 15% off that whole order, by the way. And you can even grab a pair and a spare at that price. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. And you just get crisp, powerful bass. There's this new spatial audio stuff that Apple Music and others are doing that's based around the Dolby Atmos thing. Oh my gosh, they sound good in these
really
earbuds.
Really get to take advantage
of that. Sounds so good.
Of that sound.
It doesn't require some proprietary Apple thing or Google thing or any of that. You can use any headphones, and I've tried like three sets of headphones and earbuds. These sound by far the best.
Wow.
I don't even like Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
but her
do.
And that Weeknd collaboration for that song, No More Tears. Wait, Save Your Tears. No More Tears is a heavy metal song. Anyway, they did a spatial audio version of that thing, and it feels like I'm with them in the room.
Very cool.
I feel like I'd reach out and touch one of her big, dumb ponytails. Anyway, you get really crisp, powerful sound, and they look great in your ears as well. They come in a range of colors, so you can get kind of whatever you want. They have these customizable gel tips to make it comfortable no matter what ear hole you were born with. And they're built to go wherever you go. Quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing is key. I love how fast that is. And I really love them. Take them everywhere. They're really in my pocket everywhere.
Yeah.
I love them. I have the everydays.
I have to check your pockets to make sure we don't wash them.
Yeah, you got to be careful with me because sometimes I leave a thing, but not this time. Anyway, I love it. It's a must for my daily grind, my daily day. I need them. So listen up. They're offering 15% off all their products to our listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim, and you'll be able to get such a great deal there that you could get a pair and a spare.
And a spare to pair.
A spare to pair. Bluetooth pair. To pair. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/skim. All right, hon, we should probably do emails.
Yes.
I got a number of them.
Awesome.
From
love that.
People who sent them to us, and I'm going to read one now. For some reason, it's being really slow. Oh, yeah, here we go. Remember last week I skipped one because it wasn't loading right?
Yes.
It loaded.
Good. All right.
Enjoy the following email. This is from Ben. He says, I've heard your plea for emails on the latest episode, and for once, I oblige. I've been listening to Skim since it began and TMS and other Frog Band shows for over 7 years. For background, my wife and I are in our early 40s. We've been together for 13 years and married for 8, both of us on our second marriages. We have 2 adult daughters and a 5-year-old son. Oh, 5-year-olds are so much fun. They're the most fun.
They really are.
Don't you think they're the most fun?
Yeah.
I mean, Van's fun too.
Oh, yeah, she's going to go to kindergarten.
What? That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, I live most of my adult life here in Wisconsin. I know background helps in the TMS Wendy segment, so I figured I'd give it here. Anyway, I have a question and or topic ideas. Feel free to break them up over multiple episodes or read them all at once, whatever you want. Food. What is your go-to healthy option for takeout when you just don't feel like making a meal at home? Delivery or otherwise, you don't really have a healthy option for this besides salad. I know.
What?
Miso. No, frezzo. Frizo. What's it called?
What?
Bizo.
What are you talking
the
about?
The place with the 3 tacos you get me.
Zao?
Zao, that's it. Zao.
Wow. Miso,
Zao.
Ciso, Frizo.
They make amazing rice bowls. They make really good tacos. What's the sandwich called? Barma, Buma, Zimzam, whatever it is.
Bon Mi.
Bon Mi. Yeah, they make these tacos, one. Beef and chicken taco things that are like Korean.
That's a good go-to healthier.
Oh, yeah.
I think healthy-ish, the other right? healthier one we go to is usually a curry. So we go to Indian.
Oh, yeah, Indian food.
Indian food.
Yeah. Yeah, good Indian food. If you can get the right stuff, is not bloaty and fat for you. It's okay. Yeah.
And Thai food too. I feel like that's another.
Yeah.
Curry.
We'll do that. Sometimes sushi. Sushi's got a lot of carbs, but if you get a lot
but
of
it's
rice,
it's a pretty
and stuff,
light though. Meal if you just have a roll.
Yeah.
But you're full.
Yeah. You're satisfied.
Yes.
Although I like some beef and broccoli personally. Says, what sort of default meals do you make when you want something quick, like a 10-minute or less prep time? Nothing has been thawed from the freezer. It just doesn't need to be, or sorry, it just doesn't need to be the occasion sort of meals.
Okay. Our quickest fast meal is probably spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, that's like a super
easy.
Not super healthy as far as carbs go, but it can be just doing less pasta.
Yeah.
I'd say that's our fastest 10 minutes.
Although Carter's bowls are up there.
Carter's rice bowls take 20 minutes because she usually cooks the rice, and then as the rice is just about done, she cooks everything else.
Yeah, that's true. She'll do the longest part of that is the rice. Yeah. The rest of it's pretty easy. Today, Kim made a scramble egg combo with rice and what else?
It had some bacon bits in it.
Yeah, bacon bits. It was fantastic. I had a little kimchi on the side.
That was basically leftovers throwing eggs in because it was leftover rice.
It was good. that kind of stuff, just having good ideas about taking leftover things and combining them is cool.
Yeah.
Chilling at home after the work day is done. 9 times out of 10, my wife and I still prefer to chill in separate rooms doing our own thing rather than hang out together. How is that with you? Is that weird? I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's
weird. We definitely have our time of separation. Like, Kim likes...
My movies, and while if Scott's not into that, usually that's when he goes and streams a game.
Yeah, I'll go stream a game or play a game or something. Or I'll sit in there with her and draw on my tablet or read comics or something while she's there, and then we can still interact and talk and stuff.
But before bed, usually you're either drawing or reading comic books, and I'm watching TV or reading my books.
Yeah.
So we're there together, but not necessarily doing anything together.
I'll tell you, I believe this with my whole heart. The closest couples find a way to have their own time.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to do that. If you are in each other's face all the time, you're going to be annoyed after a while.
I agree with that. You have to have your own thing that you do.
Yeah,
it's at home or not.
Yeah, whatever it is. Your chill time doesn't have to be together. Yeah. Some people are more that way, others are less.
Sometimes my chill time is going over the lake and go fishing.
Yeah.
And it's by myself, and I can just not have to worry about anybody else. And
I like coming out here and laying with the dog.
Yeah. I was going to say, yours sometimes is walking the dog around the lake and not...
By myself with my Raycon earbuds.
By yourself.
Post-pandemic, have you noticed anything in your daily lives that has changed after the pandemic? Aside from the obvious social distancing stuff, anything you miss from daily life that should come back?
Ugh, I miss going to brunchy restaurant things with friends.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get back to that.
Yeah.
Depending on their, you know, what they want to do, if they want to be out and about yet.
Yeah.
But we're just starting to get to the point where our friends are getting fully vaccinated, or they are already, and we're
or they're not, and they're just like you've tried all you can to get them to, and they just won't. So whatever.
But now you're like, okay, we can start planning things. But that's what I miss the most is we've gotten back to going to the farmer's market on Saturday morning.
I do like that.
That has been so nice to finally get back to.
Yeah, we'll do that again this week.
We took the entire summer last year off of it, even when it started to come back a little bit in the beginning of this season. We were like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that because it was kind of early, but now I feel better about it.
Do we talk about that African food we had?
Oh, my gosh.
It was really good. Speaking of a rice dish.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's like
rice chicken,
dish,
and it was spicy kind of, but not really.
Peppers and onions, and it was so good.
Yeah, it's really good. And they were so nice.
Oh.
These people couldn't have been nicer.
Been there every time they come.
Yeah, we'll do it again Saturday if they're there. Why not? Things I miss from daily life that should come back.
I mean, that's the things I did miss, and now they're starting to come back. I haven't found anything that we absolutely avoid.
I miss assuming that everyone's generally nice. Because I've come away from this that they're a little bit...
You're a little jaded.
I am a little jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bums me out. I don't like feeling that
way. I don't think that's ever going to come back in your lifetime, that you won't feel jaded by people's choices.
Yeah. It's been a little rough that way.
That's okay.
My expectations for people is lowered. Let's put it that way. But that doesn't mean I know there, and I run into them all the time. Plenty of wonderful human beings. Just going to be a little more picky.
There you go.
That's all it is.
All right.
End game. So now that you know, now that your family has grown up and for the most part gone out on their own, are you two looking forward to anything new in this stage of life? Forming a band, joining a cult, traveling the country in an RV? Will the cult know, the band know, Traveling the country in an RV sounds like fun.
That actually does sound like fun. If we could find roaming internet to be able to record your stuff.
I need roaming fiber internet. Is there such a thing? Because that would help a lot. But yeah, I don't know, like more things like that.
We'll start doing more things like that where you and I go camping or at least road trip.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in an RV.
Yeah, but like I'd love to go to Wyoming and spend some time in Cheyenne.
Okay.
I'd love to go to Moab.
We are planning.
Yeah.
We got to go do that.
I wouldn't mind getting back out to California at some point when it's not a billion degrees.
Or just kind of crazy over there.
I don't mind.
All of our friends from California have talked about how it's just, it kind of goes up and down of being real insane and then a little less crazy and then it's super hot and then it's less crazy.
We are going to go to Vegas for our anniversary.
Yeah.
That I'm looking forward to because first of all, I miss Vegas. And second of all, it's
it's a good experience.
Can you believe it'll be 29 years, though?
Yeah, right?
What the hell is 29 that?
29 years.
How is that even a thing? 3 decades? Why haven't you left me yet?
What are we going to do next year? We should start planning next year's big fiasco of a party.
Oh, my gosh.
For our 30th.
Dude.
We have to. It's 30 years.
Just do Nerdtacular and call that the celebration?
Our anniversary party?
Everybody's talking
Something
about
like
doing
that.
It next year, so...
All right.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Take care and bye now, says Ben. Well, thank you, Ben. He goes by Sandwich.
I like all of his short and to-the-point questions that are fun to answer.
Yeah. I am in agreement with you on that. Let's try this one here from William. Hey, Scott and Kim. What are your favorite ways to prepare eggplant? I love to slice and grill them with garlic, red pepper flakes, and olive oil. They're also great in eggplant parmesan.
I will disappoint you by telling you that I don't love eggplant.
You don't like eggplant?
No.
Because it's the penis emote?
Carter likes eggplant. I'm going to ignore you.
I know.
Carter likes eggplant, but I don't. And so she makes it, but I just don't love it. It's kind of like mushrooms for me. It's the texture of it.
I don't like it either.
Love.
Yeah, now that you say it, I don't like them either. I have maybe eaten it 3 times in my entire life, and perhaps William's way of preparing it would change my mind, but...
We're going to have to try it again then.
Yeah,
All right, William.
For now, it is just the penis emoji.
I tried to avoid your question.
I know you did.
It didn't work.
It doesn't matter. William wrote in again, says, I love doing meal prep for lunches, especially no cooking needs meals. One of my favorite thing to do is pinwheels. You take a tortilla, fill it with stuff like shredded rotisserie chicken, pepper jack cheese, pickles, onions, and a bit of mustard or ham and Swiss, or just roll them up like a tube instead of folding it like a burrito, and then just cut little rounds of it, and then put stuff like carrot sticks, chips, or celery sticks with it. Meal prep without cooking is really awesome and saves so much time. I'd eat all everything he just said right now.
Okay,
I'd eat all that.
Those are awesome, and especially if you add a little bit of cream cheese to it so it sticks together really well between the meat and cheeses.
Yeah.
And you roll it up and cut it. He's right. That's
Doesn't that sound good?
It's like a fancy little Lunchable.
It's like adult Lunchable, yeah. Which is, you could all, never mind. You don't want to make your Lunchable really adult? Put a emoji penis in it.
Put an eggplant in there?
Put an eggplant in there. Couldn't think of the word. Justin from Arkansas. We like hearing from Justin. He says, hey, I'm the Justin that recommended Barney Miller, the Hash episode for Was It Any Good? And I'm happy you liked it, Scott. I did. And so did everybody else. Thank you for that. On the opposite side of TV show types, have either of you watched Downton Abbey? I wouldn't be interested in a British period drama, but my wife convinced me to watch it years ago, and now we are on the third binge of the series. Have you guys watched it? I highly recommend it. We watched it when it was new.
I didn't finish it. I know this is really sad, but there was a point in the show after, I want to say the first or second season, when I went, I'm out.
Was it the husband died?
Done. Yep. I couldn't handle it. I'm so mad.
I was pretty mad,
and
too.
And I know I need to go back, and I need to get back into
it. We should go and finish
it
and then watch the movie they made, and they're making another one.
I need to.
Yeah.
I kind of got
We like Michelle Dockery.
Mad.
Yeah.
And walked away from it. I was so mad.
I loved that show. Like, quite really enjoyed it.
I did like it while I was watching it, and then after that, when I just washed my hands of it and walked away, I was like, I'm not going to watch it.
I was when I saw the end of Seven. Yeah. And I couldn't watch it again until a couple of years ago.
You threw that DVD, or was it a cassette tape?
DVD, into the snow.
The DVD, into the snow outside.
I was so pissed because you were pregnant. It just threw me. Yeah. I couldn't do it. But now I can watch it just fine. So you'll get back. You'll be fine.
All right.
Plus, that guy's done a bunch of stuff since.
He's right.
That actor. So you're good.
Justin's right. We need to just go back. I need to go finish it and watch it all.
We can watch it all again.
Okay.
It's got the girl, Jon Snow's girlfriend in it. They're really married now, I think.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Kimberly, final email. This is from Kimberly Wolf. Hi, Scott and Kim. Yeah, it is cool, right? Sounds like an author.
Ooh,
Kimberly Wolf's latest novel. This is not a novel. It says, hello, Scott and Kim. With it being summer and all the good fruit is there to be had, and I wanted to share with you a recipe that my mom used to make in recent years, a watermelon recipe. You take cubed watermelon, drizzle it with balsamic vinegar, add crumbled feta cheese, and sprinkle it with red pepper flakes. That's the second red pepper flake.
I have had this recipe before.
All to taste in a big bowl. The complimentary flavors are wonderful.
It's fantastic because it's sweet and salty and a little bit spicy. Oh, that's
it says
so
that this was not a big hit at the Kansas/Missouri family reunion, but all the Texans loved it. Love the show, Kim. Well, that's interesting.
That's funny.
I can see people not trying it because they're nervous about the combo, but if you do, it
sounds fantastic.
One of those sweet and savory deals,
right?
I
don't think it had red pepper flakes in it when I tried it, but it had the other items in it, and it was really good. I need to try it with red pepper flakes, though.
I played bass for Red Pepper Flakes.
Did you?
Yeah. Late 90s only, though. We were married. You don't remember that?
You were quite the red pepper flake, weren't you?
Yes, indeed I was. Well, thank you for your emails, everybody. Please
awesome.
Keep them coming. Skimshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear more from you and your feelings on food, thoughts, family, whatever you got going on.
Now I just want watermelon.
Sounds good, right?
I know.
Sounds really good. Oh, my gosh. Also, there's talk of a Arizona trip sometime. We don't know the dates or anything. Not in the summer. Are you kidding?
No.
It'd be winter.
Maybe winter.
Maybe winter. If it is, I'd like to do an Arizona meetup because we have a ton of Arizona listeners out there across the board.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'd miss all those guys. Would love to see them all. So I'll be in touch and let you guys know what happens there if you're in Arizona.
Sounds
and
good.
You want to be a part of some sort of little mini frog pantry meetup.
Should we road trip it to Arizona if we go?
Man, this
thing
gets hot in
the sun. Or do you think that takes too much time? I think it depends
on your
timing.
It's weird. Like, for some reason, it sounds like fun to do with you.
It does sound like fun. I'm asking because it's an entire day of travel, an entire day of travel back.
Well, you'd do multiple days even. We'd probably go to stay in either St. George or Vegas.
Yeah.
And then go out again for another 6 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it all depends on whether or not you can take 2 to 4 days of travel outside of meetup.
My job is dumb.
We have to see.
I have a dumb job.
It's your own job. You chose this.
I love this job, but it also painted me in a corner a little bit. Because when you're the primary production of the product that's on display,
yes,
you leave and then there's no product.
You are the brand.
Yeah. I got to pay them bills, man. I got to pay these teeth cleaning bills for the dogs.
Oh, my gosh. We're not going to do that one. We got to find a better option.
I'm going to do it myself.
Okay.
I'm going to pin her down.
And when Scott
hammer and chisel
has bite marks all over his hands, we'll all talk about that on the next show.
There's got to be a way. If enough of us pin her down and hold her mouth open.
I think you're going to have to get some CBD oil for the dog.
May not
because
be enough.
I think that she needs something to really calm her down before you even go there. We'll see. We'll let you know. Let you know how it goes.
We need some THC all up in here. Anyway.
That's going to
do it. You guys are great. Thanks so much for listening. Please leave us those emails again, skimshow@gmail.com. And we'll be back next time with a whole another show.
See ya.
Bye now.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.